నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామిని నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరభక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we have been discussing from the third verse of Upadeshamrit. We utsahan nischayat dairyat tattat karma pravartanat sangat tyagat sato vritte shatvir bhaktir prasidyati. So in that we were discussing commentary by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj, and we completed till utsaha nischayat dhairyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat. Sangatyag tak humne we completed. So we will today start from satovritti. So satovritti is the last of the six things that enhances one's practice of bhakti. So sato vritti, sato means devotees, sat means devotees, sato vritti means occupation, vritti means inclination or nature. So sato vritti means what are the occupations which are favorable for sadhus. The occupation means that which leads to your sustenance, physical sustenance. So physical
is following the footsteps of the
priest. So bol raha hu sadhu ka vritti. So vritti matlab kya hai, do cheez hai. Vritti matlab occupation hai, vritti also means nature. So following both matlab achar, the way he acts and the way he and his own inclination, personal inclination, following both is satovritti. The footsteps,
he acts and following his inclination.
The way he acts is his occupation. Occupation. Vritti means occupation. Vaishya vritti. Of course, here Vaishya vritti can mean he has the inclination of a Vaishya, and Vaishya vritti also means he performs the occupation of a Vaishya. So vritti means occupation and inclination, both.
So here,
dono. Both.
Or conduct of a person which is favorable.
Yeah. You can say. Conduct means inclination.
Sato devotees, sato vritti.
Sato means devotees. Sato devotees. Or the footsteps of the Mahajans are our only hope. Mahajano yena gatasapanta. We have to depend on that only for our relief. Their footsteps are like so many lighthouses to guide us across the infinite ocean. So their footsteps are the lighthouses. So lighthouse ka purpose kya hai? Sarvat Mari bro.
Kya?
Lighthouse ka purpose kya hai?
Direction.
Ocean mein, you know where? Where is your? I don't know. Lighthouses are there, but they are there. Sushant was a civilian, of course, in Navy. Their footsteps are like so many lighthouses to guide us across the infinite ocean. A hope in the infinite, the ocean is infinite, the hope in the infinite ocean is the lighthouse. And he says the samsara ocean is infinite and the only hope are the footsteps of the acharyas. So footsteps are like
torchlights.
Torchlights, you can say. Or path made in the fields. Pagdandi. Kya bolte hain usko?
Pagdandi.
Pagdandi matlab kya?
The place se chalke jo path
hai.
Chalke jaane wala.
Paaye baat bolte hain. Jis pagdandi, jis paaye.
Chalke jaane jaane ke liye rasta.
Rasta. So you have to just look for the Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. That path which has been traversed by the Mahajans.
Lighthouse
भी वही है ना, मतलब आपको और किधर मैं कौन सा डायरेक्शन में हूँ. लाइट हाउस जो डायरेक्शन में है दैट गिव्स यू यू नो योर डेस्टिनेशन. यू हैव टू मूव इन दैट डायरेक्शन.
You are
like a lighthouse. A hope in the infinite.
Hari
bol. Kuch urgent hai kya? हाँ प्रभु. हाँ प्रभु. आता हूँ आता हूँ आता हूँ आता
हूँ
आता
हूँ थोड़ा सा है हमारे कोस्टल टूरिस्ट प्लेस.
कौन सा प्रभु? लाइट हाउस.
ह्यूज वेरी फेमस इट
इज. या
इट इज अराउंड हाइट इज अराउंड मोर देन 100 मीटर्स.
अच्छा
100 फीट.
Okay. So their footsteps are like so many lighthouses to guide us across the infinite ocean. A hope in the infinite. Vaikuntha means infinite, but Shraddha contains within it good faith and good hope. So Shraddha means it has good faith and good hope. उसका जूस वूस या सैलड खाने के लिए. श्रद्धा मीन्स इसका मीनिंग मीन्स इफ यू हैव फेथ इन द वैष्णवास दैट गुड फेथ. इट हैज गुड फेथ एंड इट हैज गुड होप. श्रद्धा मीन्स सरचार्ज्ड विथ सम गुड होप इन द इनफाइनाइट. यस आई हैव अ चांस ऑफ क्रॉसिंग दिस इनफाइनाइट ओशन.
Hope it's Shraddha or Shraddha will be hope.
Huh?
Hope it's called Shraddha or Shraddha will give you hope.
Shraddha will give you hope.
Shraddha badi hope, badi aasha.
Vaikuntha is infinite and Shraddha is our only means to draw the attention of the infinite to us. Shraddha. The only way is Shraddha. For by Shraddha we can attract the infinite. There is nothing else. And when it gets a definite form through bhava, it becomes prema, divine love. Jab shraddha badh badh ke, jab asakti bhava prem ka star pe aa jata hai, then it gets definite shape.
Definite form is saying because of at the stage of bhava.
Once rasa is revealed, na. Columbus floated his ships in the ocean and gradually he went to the Americas. He found land.
Uska property, property.
भक्तिरक्षक से जस्ट वाइम पर अरे वो भी स्कॉलर थे
या अभी तक वो इलोन कैंटर में उधर विश्वास से कंडक्ट कर चले कोलंबस का से
सिमिलरली आफ्टर क्रॉसिंग दिस यूनिवर्स वी मे फाइंड द स्पिरिचुअल कॉस्मोस ठीक है कोलंबस फ्लोटेड हिज शिप्स फाइनली ही फाउंड
स्टार्टेड विद फेथ
ही स्टार्टेड विद फेथ then floated his ships, then found land. Similarly, when you start with faith,
let's get into the sea.
And you float yourself, and you will find spiritual land, Vaikuntha.
And you will be guided by light of
faith. And Shraddha is the light in the darkness. And that. Only Shraddha can guide us there. We are travelers in the infinite ocean. In the Bhagavatam are the footsteps of those great personages who have travelled on the way. The broad line chalked out by the footsteps of those that are going to the divine world. Broad line. This is Dhavan Nimilyava Netre. Naskalena Patediha. So in a broad road, you can run with your eyes closed. It's broad enough. In the Bhagavatam are the footsteps of those great personages that have travelled all the way. The broad line chalked out by the footsteps of those who are going to the divine world. Only that should be our surest guide. That which has been chalked out by the acharyas. All else may be eliminated because calculation is fallible and all justification comes from the absolute infinite. So which means pratyaksha or anuman is fallible. Justification comes from the absolute infinite. Any form of justification can come from anywhere at any time. Justification means help. Here it means not justification. Don't justify bolte na wo nahi hai. Help. Unka English thoda usage alag hai.
Explanation bolte.
Because he says all justification comes from the absolute infinite bolte na. So here. So any form of help can come from anywhere at any time because it is coming from the absolute infinite. आपको help कहीं पे कहीं से भी आ सकता है. मतलब प्रभुपाद को वो postman, that postman said, अरे स्वामी जी आप ये paper क्यों लिख रहे हैं? अभी पढ़ के फेंक देंगे. अब books लिखो ना. So he saw the justification coming from his own Guru Maharaj, like that. We are floating in a boat in the infinite ocean. Anything may come to help or to hinder. Only our optimistic good faith can be our guide. Ocean mein aapko help may come or hindrance may come.
In the beginning, he is speaking about help only, na? Justification can come from
anything. Correct.
All of a sudden, he is talking about hindrance.
Aage padhenge pata nahi. He says that help may come or hindrance may come, but he says our optimistic good faith.
Justification can be either in the form of help or to improve, he may put some hindrance also.
Like hindrance. So we can get help may come in the form of hindrance also. Correct. So he says, our optimistic good faith can be our guide. So which means at no point you should lose your faith. क्या पूछा
चौपाटी में बोले सब ऐसा नेगेटिविटी आता है सब आता है तो हाउ शुड वी डील विद इट One of those, only in life, be a hardcore optimist.
Yes. ృదేహమాద్యం సులభం సుదుర్లభం ప్లవం సుకల్పం గురు కర్ణధారం మయానుకూలేన నభస్వతేదితం పుమాన్ భవాభ్యం నతరేత్ స ఆత్మః. నృదేహం, దిస్ హ్యూమన్ బాడీ, ఆద్యం, ఇట్ కెన్ బెనిఫిట్ ఆల్, ఇట్ కెన్ అవార్డ్ ఆల్ బెనిఫిట్. సులభం, and it is very easily attained by material nature, but sudurlabham, but it is very rare. Plavam sukalpam, it is a finely crafted boat. Guru karanadaram, and the captain of that ship or boat is the guru. Maya anukulena nabasvata iritam, and this boat is helped by favorable winds of the shastras, which has been created by me. Despite having the human body, the guru and the shastras, puman bhavabdim na tarel, that person who does not cross this samsara, sa atmaha, he is a killer of his own soul. Guru karnadaram, the guru is the guide. In the infinite ocean, I have boarded by small boat and the destination is uncertain and inconceivable to me. We are discussing sato vritti, following the footsteps of the Mahajans. But it is conceivable to my Gurudev, and I am moving with a sincere faith within. I am in an infinite ocean, I am in a boat, par mujhe samajh mein nahi aa raha hai ki kaun sa direction mein boat ja raha hai. Aapko samajh mein aane ka zarurat nahi hai, udhar guru kade hain, unko samajh mein aa raha hai. आपको उनके प्रति श्रद्धा होना चाहिए बस. इट इज कंसीवेबल टू माय गुरु एंड आई एम मूविंग विद दैट सिंसियर फेथ विद हिम. एक्चुअली इफ यू डोंट नो डायरेक्शंस इज द मोस्ट pathetic situation. तो एक बार में से बहुत बार हुआ है, क्योंकि मेरा थोड़ा पानी का इच्छ है. तो एक बार ये वैतरणा में हम स्विमिंग के लिए गए थे. सो इवेंट दिस हैज हैपेंड मेनी टाइम्स. वन ऑफ द टाइम्स, वन ऑफ द मोस्ट डेडलीएस्ट वॉज अभी जिधर वो हमारा किचन है उधर क्या था, पॉन्ड था. सो आई डिडंट नो हाउ डीप द पॉन्ड वॉज. अभी का जो किचन है सिन्हाजी भवन, उधर उधर पॉन्ड था ना, लिली पॉन्ड, बड़ा पॉन्ड किचन के सामने. एनीवे किचन के सामने, एनीवे वो छोड़ दो. बट इन वैतरणा, इन वैतरणा वी हैड गॉन और बीच में चले गए वेयर इट वॉज, पानी तो इतना ही था मैक्सिमम, बट देर वॉज वन पर्टिकुलर सेक्शन वेयर एक 10-12 meters का
meters
होगा शायद का स्ट्रेच था, और मे बी फीट का स्ट्रेच था. उधर इट वॉज वेरी डीप, मुझे उतना ही स्विमिंग आता था कि उतना डिस्टेंस में तैर के जा सकता हूं. सो आई वॉज स्विमिंग, सो इधर से उधर एक 10 feet है, एंड but I knew only that much swimming. इधर लैंड उधर लैंड है, तो मैं स्विम कर रहा था, एंड राजम श्रो समो थॉट दैट आई न्यू स्विमिंग वेरी वेल. So of all the people, he thought, okay, इनसे इनके साथ थोड़ा खेलेंगे वो. वो सीधा जाके मेरा कंधे पे बैठ गया. बैठ गया या मुझे दबाया. जनरली आई एम द वन हु जनरली डज सच काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स प्रैंक्स, बट एट द रॉन्ग टाइम ही डिड दैट प्रैंक ऑन मी. तो मैं अंदर चला गया. अंदर जाने के बाद आई न्यू कि पास में ही है, दिशा दिख नहीं रहा था. आई कुड नॉट सी विच डायरेक्शन, बिकॉज गलत डायरेक्शन में स्विम करूंगा तो आई विल गो अवे फ्रॉम द लैंड. तो थोड़ा देर में मुझे मतलब आई न्यू आई हैड टू स्विम बट आई डिडंट नो विच डायरेक्शन टू स्विम. When the land was this far, there was no direction. So that can be the most scariest thing actually. And it can sort of weaken your resolve to continue. If you don't know which direction you are going in. That's why guru. But it is and Rajam Prabhu, even after I went in, he was laughing and playing. He didn't realize what
happened.
But kaise to aa gaya, abhi I'm still sitting here. So, but it is in the infinite ocean, I have boarded my small boat, and the destination is uncertain and inconceivable to me. But it is conceivable to my Gurudev, and I am moving with that sincere faith within. So that is our hope, faith in the captain. Swayam samuttirya sudusturam dhuman bhava navam bhima madabra sauhrida सदनुग्रहो भवान. क्लोज. Why is he quoting this verse here?
Because they kept the boat behind. When they crossed, they kept the boat
first. So, this is a glorification of whom?
Guru.
This is a glorification of Krishna. And Guru, of course. Primarily Krishna, secondarily Guru. But actually it is primarily glorification of Krishna only. How? Because he says, Swayam samuttirya, kud bhavasagar ko paar karke, which is sudustaram, which is very very difficult to cross, dhyuman. Ye kidhar aata hai? Garbhastuti. So it must be glorification of Krishna only. गर्भस्तुति प्रेयर है ना. सो स्वयं समुत्तीर्य सुदुस्तरम द्युमान, ओ एफलजेंट लॉर्ड, खुद पार करने के बाद भवार्णवम भीमम, विच इज अ वेरी दिस भवार्णव भवसागर भीमम इज वेरी डेंजरस, अदब्र सौहृदा, दे आर वेरी सो कंपैशनेट, भवत पदाम्बोरुह नावम. How did they cross? By taking a boat of your lotus feet. Bhavat padamboruha nava matrate nidhaya yata. Aur usko khud cross karke wapas bhej diya. Bhavat padamboruha nava matrate nidhaya yata sad anugraho bhavan. But you are most munificent.
It is the quality of Lord's boat that he crosses the acharya.
That is one.
Sad anugraho bhavan.
अभी देखो सद अनुग्रहो भवान, आप इतना यू आर सो मर्सीफुल टुवर्ड्स योर डिवोटीज दैट रूप गोस्वामी ये परपोर्ट में प्रभुपाद लिखते हैं. रूप गोस्वामी रोट भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु. वही भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु का बोट को यूज करके कितना लोग अभी पार कर रहे हैं. मतलब एवरीवन जनरेशन आफ्टर जनरेशन आफ्टर जनरेशन भगवान ऐसा नहीं सोच रहे हैं कि क्या भक्ति रसाम सिंधु आपका है क्या? आपको क्यों भगवत धाम दू? वही भगवत धाम जो रूप गोस्वामी को दिया, उन्होंने तो भक्ति रसाम सिंधु का रचना किया, आपने क्या किया? खाली उसको पढ़ा बस उतना ही? इट इज लाइक समवन, वन पर्सन परचेसेस द टिकट, तो लेके आता है वो लेके आने के बाद वही टिकट को दे देता है, वही टिकट से वो साल भर वो पूरा ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम में समझो कि सब लोग, सो हु इज कंपैशनेट, वन हु इज अलाउिंग दैट पर्सन टू ट्रेवल, ऑफ कोर्स द पर्सन हु शेयर्ड हिज टिकट इज आल्सो ग्लोरियस, बट बिकॉज द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ दिस श्लोका इज ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ कृष्णा विद इन द वूम्ब ऑफ मदर देवकी, द प्राइमरी ग्लोरिफिकेशन इज कृष्णा. You are most magnanimous that वो एक टिकट किसी और ने खरीदा, उससे हमको भी आप अंदर छोड़ रहे हैं. You are allowing us also inside. भवत पदाम्बोरुह नावमत्रते, और वो टिकट भी क्या है? आप ही है वो टिकट. Your lotus feet is that ticket. Like that. निधाय याता सदनुग्रहो भवान. You are most merciful. Oh effulgent one, your mercy towards your devotee is unlimited. By your grace, they take shelter of the boat of your lotus feet and cross over the ocean of material existence, which is difficult to cross. These devotees, in their turn, are so kind towards the conditioned souls that they keep this boat of your lotus feet in this material world for their redemption. It is a horrible ocean, Bhimam, with so many waves and so many sharks, Timingala, whales, and other things, full of danger. भवत पदाम्बोरुह नावमत्रते, देयर फुटस्टेप्स आर अवर ओनली होप. वी आर टू डिपेंड ऑन दैट. इट इज ओनली फॉर अवर रिलीफ दैट सो मेनी लाइट हाउसेस, द फुटप्रिंट्स ऑफ द सेंट्स आर इन द इनफाइनाइट ओशन टू गाइड अस टू दैट प्लेस. व्हाट आर द फुटप्रिंट्स ऑफ द सेंट्स? देयर वर्ड्स, देयर बुक्स, देयर इंस्ट्रक्शंस. The instructions of the Mahajans are always true, but their conduct may not always be useful to the beginner.
This came in the Vidyapit class. In the Vidyapit class, this point came. Ramana Das Goswami not taking the chas in cup of the other
Sakhistali.
We should not imitate that.
Because that is born out of prema. So, because in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says, that Srila Jiva Goswami comments, that in the section on Raganuga Bhakti, he says, a Raganuga Bhakta is supposed to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. But even though Raganuga Bhakti is impelled by greed, and not books, but a Raganuga Sadhaka has to follow the books. The inspiration may not come from books, but the guidance should come from books. So he says that following means Anusharan, not Anukaran. What is Anukaran? He says following the externals.
Imitation.
So imitation means what? Did the gopis accept a guru? Did they follow Ekadashi? They worshipped the demigods. Did they have japa beads? We are supposed to follow them, right? They are our lighthouses. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Dasanudas. So we will also do that. So even when Jiva Goswami was there, there were people who are propounding this understanding based on Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. एंड जीव गोस्वामी कॉल्स देम सौरम्य संप्रदाय. सौरम्य संप्रदाय बोल के एक था, जब जीव गोस्वामी थे, जब रूप गोस्वामी को 17 साल लगा भक्ति रसम सिंधु लिखने के लिए, दो 17 ईयर्स जीव गोस्वामी वॉज द वन हु असिस्टेड रूप गोस्वामी इन कलेक्टिंग ऑल दी रेफरेंसेस. सो रेफरेंसेस कलेक्ट करने में वो सब में ही वाज इन्वॉल्व. सो आफ्टर भक्ति रसम सिंधु वॉज रिटन, इमीडिएटली अपसंप्रदाय स्टार्टेड, सौरम्य संप्रदाय बोल के. सो देयर फॉर ही एंड दे सेड अल्टीमेटली वी आर सपोज टू फॉलो इन द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ गोपीस. सो बट इंटरेस्टिंगली इन भक्ति रसम सिंधु ही टॉक्स अबाउट रागानुग साधना, ही टॉक्स अबाउट लोभ, बट कौन सा परिस्थिति में वो लोभ मिलता है भक्ति रसम सिंधु में नहीं. इन द रागानुग सेक्शन एट व्हाट स्टेज ऑफ वंस भक्ति वन कैन स्टार्ट रागानुग भक्ति, उसका वर्णन नहीं है. भक्ति रसम सिंधु इटसेल्फ डस नॉट टॉक अबाउट इट. That is why later there were elaborate books written by Shri Vishnachakar Thakur and others elaborating what is the qualification for practicing Raganuga Sadhana. Who is qualified? Kaunsa Starpe? So, one devotee, he was attending one of my online courses. I think maybe rediscovering Vaidhi Sadhana or something. So, he wrote, Prabhuji, I want to follow Raganuga Bhakti. So, will you be my Siksha Guru? So I said, you heard the first course. I did one more course. Yeah. Uspa link beja. Demystifying Raganuga Sadhana. That was in Raganuga Bhakti, the next course. The O sequel my next course tha wo. Main uska link beja. Isko aap ek bar sun lo. You know, there are only 10 classes. So you hear all your questions. How to practice, everything is there in that. But how to... नहीं, इन दी वैदिक साधना का वो सेक्शन में आई हैड स्पोकन अबाउट साधना भक्ति इज टू टाइप्स, वैदिक एंड रागानुगा. तो रागानुगा क्या है, देयर इज अ स्मॉल डिस्क्रिप्शन आई गिव. सो ही सेड आई एम वेरी मच इंस्पायर्ड टू प्रैक्टिस रागानुगा साधना. तो लाइक दैट सो वी आर टू डिपेंड ऑन दैट. So it is a horrible ocean with so many waves and so many sharks, timingala, whales and other things full of danger. Bhavat padamboruha nava matrate. Their footsteps are our only hope. We are to depend on that. It is only for our relief that so many lighthouses, the footprints of the saints, are in the infinite ocean to guide us to that place. The instructions of the Mahajans are always true, but their conduct may not always be useful to the beginner. So, their conduct cannot always be followed. That is why even in practice of Raganuga Sadhana, there is need for scriptures. And Rupa Goswami writes, Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tadbhava lipsuna karya brajalokanu saratana. Ye jo seemingly clear verse hai, this is the verse which has been taken by all the sahajiyas to completely misinterpret. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi. So in one's desa, sadhaka rupa means external body, siddha rupa means internal body. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tad bhava lipsuna karya. Every action should be performed in the mood of the Vrajavasis. Vraja Lokanu Swarata, following the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. Jiva Goswami says, Are, मैं उनके साथ था, therefore he comments, he names the commentary Durgama Sangamani Tika. So Durgama Sangamani means that which resolves the contradictions. So he says, I was with him compiling this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Uska meaning wo nahi hai. So he says, Sadhaka Rupa means the form of those eternal associates in Gaur Leela. And Siddha Rupa means the form of those eternal associates in Krishna Leela. So Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi means one should practice the eternal associates in Krishna Leela from within the heart, and one should follow the footsteps of those eternal associates in Gaur Leela, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. One should follow in their footsteps with the physical body, which means externally your activities should follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, etc. And internally, when you become qualified, you can meditate on Rupa Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, their activities in Krishna Leela. So, but this verse was taken and so many apasampradayas came up because of the wrong interpretation of this verse.
So, Ruchikila.
Ruchi. At least one should cross Nishta and at least reach Ruchi. At that level, one may. Kar sakte hai nahi. It is not that if we reach that stage, we will get Loba. If we get Loba, we can practice. We may not get it at Ruchi also. We may get it at Asakti. We may get it at the very end of Asakti also. Sometimes, such kind of specific greed may manifest at the stage of Bhava also. So, so therefore it is not very... So you cannot say, when it comes, it comes. But when it comes, only then you can practice. Till then you cannot prematurely do it. But if you cross Nishta or if you reach Nishta and if you have an inclination to develop that greed, you can do certain things to develop that greed. Because Nishta ka star pe aapka, you have a clean enough heart which can accommodate Raganuga Sadhana. Your memory is that heart, in that heart Smaranam is possible. But whether you have the greed for that spontaneous Smaranam depends on the association that you have taken. But aisa hai ki aapko aapke haath mein ticket hai abhi. आपके हाथ में ड्रामा टिकट दे दिया अभी निष्ठा का स्तर पे, बट स्टिल यू विल हैव टू डू द एसेंशियल थिंग्स टू रीच चर्च गेट. उसका नाम क्या है? बिरला मातोश्री. उधर तक पहुंचने का. सो निष्ठा इज द प्राइमरी प्री रिक्विजिट. इट इज लाइक हैविंग द टिकट. नाउ यू कैन गो. They will let you in, but you will have to go. So that is the developing that greed. So Nishtha bhi chahiye, greed bhi chahiye. But Nishtha ke level pe hi wo greed, genuine greed hai. Nishtha ke level ke pehle wo greed, genuine greed nahi hai. That is why abhi we say, what is the qualification for Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti? Shraddha. You know what the so-called apasampradayas say? The qualification for Raganuga Bhakti is Shraddha. Problem hai. Unka rational kya hai? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kya dene ke liye aaye? Raga Marga Bhakti Loki Karite Pracharan. एंड वो क्या बोले? श्रद्धा मूल्य. So they say anyone is qualified to practice. This is their conviction. Anyone is qualified for practicing Raganuga Sadhana. But this is not accepted by our bona fide acharyas. They don't accept it. Yes, Shraddha is the qualification for Vaidhi Sadhana, but for Raganuga Sadhana, Shraddha is not the qualification. Nishtha is the qualification. Nishtha is preliminary qualification. Uske baad, agar samjho ki satra log ne us particular din GV se drama jane ke liye ticket liya. तो टिकट है, ड्रामा दिखेगा क्या? आपको जाके टेम्पो ट्रैवलर में बैठना पड़ेगा. यू हैव टू गो एंड सिट इन द टेम्पो ट्रैवलर. सो टिकट इज निष्ठा, गोइंग योर एंड योर सिटिंग इन द टेम्पो ट्रैवलर इज लोभ. बोथ शुड बी देयर. एंड लोभ एंड विदाउट टिकट यू गो एंड सिट इन द टेम्पो ट्रैवलर, श्रम ये वही केवलम. You will go there and return back in the same tempo travel. Nothing will happen. So, loba without nishta is shramayevai kevalam. That is not genuine loba at all. And only nishta, ticket hai aapke paas, but aap tempo travel mein baithe nahi hai, tab bhi, you know, there is no point. So, both are needed. Siddha Bhakti Chintamani also is
loba.
Yeah.
It comes before, it's not really.
Yeah, it's not really loba.
Correct. Sahaja loba ki wani, they are like, hum log ka ticket nahi hai, but computer wale mein baith ke duniya ko bata rahe ki drama dekhi.
Aa jao, aa jao. Aa jao, baitho, aa jao, baitho. They want the fruit, but they don't want to climb the tree. Their instructions are always useful, but not always their practices. This is, their instructions are always useful, but not necessarily their practices. See, actually, here we have to be careful. We cannot tell, let's say if you become a senior. We all are senior in some way or other. We are senior to someone at least. We cannot tell our junior, follow my instructions, not my practice. Mahajano yena gata sapantavi. Hum bol nahi sakte. Because here we are talking about those who have reached the stage of prema. Because those who have reached the stage of prema, they are no longer guided by the three modes. So their actions, when you perform an action, generally a conditioned soul's action is driven by the three modes. Agar koi gussa ho raha hai, tamo gun hai. Koi bahut lobhi ho raha hai, rajo gun hai. Koi ekdam पीसफुल है, सत्व गुण है. बट यही तीन चीज आप एक परफेक्टेड डिवोटी का लाइफ में भी दे सकते हैं. ही मे बी पीसफुल समटाइम्स, बट दैट पीसफुल इज नॉट, दैट पीस इज नॉट ड्रिवन बाय सत्व गुण, मेटीरियल सत्व. एंड ही मे समटाइम्स एक्ट वेरी ग्रीडी, बट दैट ग्रीड इज नॉट ट्रिगर्ड बाय रजोगुण. And sometimes he may be very depressed and morose. That moroseness is not caused by the influence of tamoguna. Actions are same, but the stimulus is not the three modes. But because our stimulus, the stimulus for all our actions are within the three modes, when we see a perfected devotee engaging in such activities, we evaluate that person. Are ye bhi aisa hi hai kya? Oh, theek hai. So therefore, their actions are not always useful. Not that their actions are, not that they always act in that platform. They don't always act on that platform. Many times to teach, they take the role of a Madhyamadhikari and they act on that platform. So on that platform, they give instructions. So their instructions are useful. Their actions are not actions are not at all useful. Their actions are not always useful. Because when their prema is driving them, they may not always conform to the Bhakti Shastras. So their actions may not conform to the Bhakti Shastras also. Yeah. Matlab, like for example, demigods ko worship nahi karna chahiye. Ye to pehla beginner, two day old devotee ko bhi jante hain. But the perfected devotees, the topmost devotees may worship demigods. So but kiske liye? चिल्लाते हैं, उनको डांटते हैं, वो सब करते हैं. सो द पॉइंट इज यू नो सो देयरफॉर वैष्णवेर क्रिया मुद्रा विज्ञेह न बुजाय. बट इट इज टॉकिंग अबाउट नॉट साधकास. साधकास actions can be traced out to their modes, because the sadhakas are not completely purified of their modes. So if looking at a sadhaka, you cannot tell Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigyeha na bujaye. At least he should not talk about it about himself. All right, don't see my actions, look at my instructions. Is any but a person who has reached that stage of prema, his actions may not always conform to scriptures, because he is being driven by love, and love is truly blind, whether it is in the material sense or in the spiritual sense. Otherwise, the gopis should know that what can a demigod do? The demigods are dependent on the gopis, perfect pure devotees. But still, it is there. Like for example, Prithu Maharaj, he lights fire in all four directions and performs tapasya. And this is in summer with sun shining on top. And in frigid winters, he goes inside the river, cold river, and till his neck, he stands in water and performs tapasya. Kaun sa 64 angon mein hai kya? Ya Sanatan Goswami ka Hari Bhakti Vilas mein recommend kiya hai kya? Kisi mein bhi recommend nahi kiya. These kind of austerities. But why he was performing these austerities? In order to quickly achieve the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. What is the quickest way of achieving the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam. A beginner devotee ko bhi pata hai. Prithu Maharaj ko pata nahi tha kya. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur bolte hain, ere ye to sanchari bhav hai. This is a sanchari bhav, transient emotion. He thinks, oh, I want to attain Krishna very quickly. What should I do? This is not lack of sambandha or abhideya jnana. So many times, perfected devotees may act as if they lack the basic sambandha jnana or abhideya jnana. But you cannot judge them, because that is driven by their prema. So therefore, their actions may not conform to standard understanding of the Bhakti Shastras also sometimes. So that is why gopis sometimes put the upar ka garments niche, niche ka garments upar. This is understandable, right? In the eagerness, they lose their dressing sense also. So similarly, in their eagerness, they lose Shastric discrimination also. that is not a black mark, that is an ornament. So, in fact, when you see, forget about Shastras, even basic dressing sense, when the gopis lose it, in their eagerness to meet Krishna, that is the extent of their eagerness. Kabhi, aap koi bhi ek cheez ke prati itna aatur huye kya ki aap dhoti ko upar dal ke kurta ko niche dal ke kabhi aapne baga hai? You know the closest I remember is ek bar main bathroom mein shave kar raha tha and us din Keshav Chandra Prabhu was making Jalmodi. He is famous for that. Keshav Chandra Prabhu's Jalmodi is famous in the three worlds. So, us din kisi ne aake mujhe bathroom mein bola ki Keshav Chandra Prabhu Jalmodi baat rahe. But I was in the middle of shaving. Main fata fat shave karke baak ke aa gaya. Bowl leke. To Gaurang Prabhu pakde. मुझे गौरव प्रभु स्टैंडिंग देयर क्या है क्या क्या हुआ आप लोग एक्चुअली वो बाल पूरा चिपका था एंड एक पोर्शन शेव भी नहीं किया था मैंने सो दैट इज द ईगरनेस फॉर केशव चंद्र प्रभु बट स्टिल सो लाइक दैट
Yeah,
I mean that is
limbs
will get. Limbs. Yeah, that is the glorification of Keshav Chandra Prabhu Jalmodi. Jalmodi Prasad. Okay. So their instructions are always useful, but not always their practices. A Mahajan may do something that may not be helpful for my stage. He has such great spiritual power that a little defect may not harm him in any way in his practice. An intelligent person will accept those practices that are backed by his words. So an intelligent person will accept those actions which are backed by his words. But if those actions are not backed by his words, he will take the words and not the actions. So therefore, but it is very difficult. See, there are two things. A perfected devotee, his actions may not match their words. And a sadhaka also, his actions may not match his words. In either cases, we should follow the words and not the actions. And in either cases, we should not judge, ideally. But it's difficult. When it comes to a perfected devotee, it's easy to understand. But when it comes to a sadhaka, it is difficult because the actions are very, very clear, prominent. So it becomes difficult. So, therefore, we have to see that what he speaks on the Vyasasan is his conviction. He is convinced of practicing it. And if there is a mismatch in what he does and what he speaks, we should take it as he is convinced of doing what he speaks on the Vyasasana, but he is unable to do it because it takes time to overcome the conditioning which one has accumulated over millions of lifetimes. So, therefore, we have to, two things. A sadhaka also may not be able to match the actions with his words. And a perfected devotee may also not be able to always match his actions with his words. But the sadhaka The sadhaka's inability to match his actions with his words is due to the influence of the three modes, which are still there in the swabhava. But the perfected devotee's inability to match his actions with his words is due to his prema. So when in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the word verse says Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyehana Bhujai, it is talking about the perfected devotees. It is not talking about the sadhaka's inability to practice what they are speaking. It is not talking about that.
One time in our temple, I'm sorry,
our temple means?
Oh, I'm sorry,
Malaysia. I thought your temple was.
The time was I was going to handle the case of the.
Okay.
So Maharaj entered Namasari Ashram bathroom. And we put up a notice there that please save water. Don't waste water, please save Krishna's Lakshmi. So Maharaj, I don't want to tell his name. Very senior person, he came in. Suddenly, I just came out of the bathroom. So I mean, Krishna Maharaj just came out. And suddenly there was a scream and break. Things and your door broke. This and that, I'm shocked, you know. So came in and saw him, and Maharaj was screaming and crushed that note and paper and screaming. I said, oh, what happened, Maharaj? What happened? Something happened. What happened? He says, who is the fool that brought Lakshmi into the bathroom?
And I was that fool.
I blamed it. So he said, how can you put Lakshmi in the name? I didn't understand actually. He was like, who's the fool that brought Lakshmi to the bathroom? Who's the fool? He says, like, what? What's happening? I was so panicked, you know? So, after that, I called my senior, my temple president, his class, I called him, said, what happened, bro, what to do now? So, everything was in my head now. So, then I asked, then after that, I explained that, hey, name is now different from person. Oh my god, ye to socha hi nahi.
Abhi na to aaj naam na ye to hum kya.
He was subtly, I don't know, he said, then after he pulled down, he was normal, but that time suddenly that, when he saw that, that he woke something in him. But after he was normal, he never said anything to me, and he was serving, everything was normal, but that time suddenly, he broke the sink. Broke the sink. I had to replace it, I still remember. I was like, my god.
A Mahajan may do something that may not be helpful for my stage. He has such great spiritual power that a little defect may not harm him in any way in his practice. An intelligent person will accept those practices that are backed by his words. So he can accept those actions. Aisa nahi hai ki ek Vaishnav ka koi bhi jo acharan hai, wo what is it? It is not fit to be followed. It's not that none of his actions are fit, not fit to be followed. But those actions which are not backed by his words, that should not be followed. Ishvaranam vachas satyam tataiva charitam kochet tesham yat swabacho yuktam buddhimams tat samachare. This is Bhagavatam 10th canto. Ishvaranam vachas satyam, the statement of great persons are always true. Tataiva acharitam kvachit. And the acts they perform are exemplary sometimes or mostly. Tesham yat svavacho yuktam buddhimams tat samacharet. Therefore, the intelligent person follows those actions which are in line with his words. Swavacho yuktam yat tat samachare. That has to be followed. But those actions which are not in line with the words, that should not be followed. Ishvaranam vachas satyam, the leaders of the highest order, what they say, that is true. Vachas satyam. But sometimes their conduct is not always the same. Tataiva acharitam kvachit. Always try to follow their advice, but don't try to imitate their conduct. An intelligent man will accept that conduct. An intelligent man will accept that conduct which is one and the same with their advice. buddhimams tat samachare. When he has realized the higher state, he may not be very ardent to follow the conduct of the lower stage, because there is a different stimulus that is guiding his actions. So when he has reached the stage where the modes are not stimulating his action, so prema is stimulating his action, so then you cannot expect that he will perform activities which are sattvic. Sattvic kyun rahega? Wo to trigunatit rahega. पर त्रिगुणातीत एक्शंस को डीकोड करने का कैपेसिटी नहीं है हमको. वी कैन डीकोड एक्शंस इन द थ्री मोड्स. एक्शंस बियॉन्ड द थ्री मोड्स को दे मे सीम सिमिलर टू एक्शन विद इन द थ्री मोड्स, बट वी विल डू रॉन्ग डीकोडिंग. इसका कुछ प्रैक्टिकल एग्जांपल्स आप सोच सकते हैं. Wrong decoding. Wrong decoding.
Allah. Need some action, we are wrong.
It could be anything.
Like
same letters.
Seeing Mahaprasad, he become very excited. He might think some more, but he carved out his frame tasting the Lord's. He might think that Yehovah will be something like that.
Correct. This is very nice point.
One time I heard somebody. So they are saying, there are different items in Mahaprasad, but they mix it. Everyone, they call together and they relish. Instead of one item.
That is wrong decoding. मतलब ये बताया ना महाप्रसाद देखा. This very elevated devotee भाग के गए. मतलब देखो लोभी व्यक्ति जिखवारलाल ऐसा ये इसके उसी दाय उनमें से लाइक दैट, बट ही मे बी रनिंग फॉर व्हाट? साक्षात प्रभु का दर्शन.
उनको देख के मेरे को लगा कैसा आदमी है. Now he was sitting here.
Because he attended the class.
When he has realized a higher state, he may not be very ardent to follow the conduct of the lower stage. But when he comes to advise me, he will tell me what is necessary for my position.
As per adhikar.
But he himself may not accept the same thing as his own conduct. वो बोलेंगे ज़्यादा sweet मत खाओ, devotees के लिए अच्छा नहीं है. But he himself may eat. Look, we are talking about persons at the level of bhava and prema. So, but he himself may not accept the same thing as his own conduct. He is above that. He has finished that class and he is reading in a higher class, and when a student of that class comes, he gives the lessons of his level. Ishwaranam vachas satyam. Aapko jo chahiye wo bol raha hu. Because he knows that he is giving advice to a particular section, he will always give advice in a proper line. Tataiva acharitam kochit. But their own practice is not always the same as their advice. It's not that every time it is different from their advice, but sometimes it may not match. It need not always be in line. They themselves may go to a higher position. There is no necessity of that sort of practice. And an intelligent man will accept that conduct which is always corroborated by his advice. We should not imitate, but rather we should follow. Not anukaran, but anusaran. Anusaran means to follow in the footsteps. We must understand the difference. Anusaran means sincerity. And anukaran is only for pratishtha. Without inner purity, only to imitate things outwardly to get the glory of being a sadhu. Anusaran means sincere progress from the heart. Anukaran is artificial. Okay, this is a very interesting story that he is going to tell.
As you put it, same words. Same words.
Huh?
Neither samaj nor
Once the renowned dramatist Girish Chandra Ghosh made one drama about Chaitanya Dev and wanted Bhaktivinod Thakur to open the drama because Bhaktivinod Thakur had a good name in the devotion of Chaitanya Dev. तो उन्होंने बुलाया थोड़ा इसको रिबन कटिंग करिए फर्स्ट डे फर्स्ट शो बट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हेटफुली डिसमिस्ड हिम आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू गिव कनेक्शन विद दिस फॉल्स थिंग भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर डिसमिस दिस ऑकवर्ड इमिटेशन आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू कम इन टच विद दैट मुझे इच्छा नहीं मैं नहीं आऊंगा कौन है गिरीश चंद्र घोष रिनाउंड ड्रामेटिस्ट ऑफ बंगाल एक्चुअली इन द होल ऑफ इंडिया बंगाल इज नोन फॉर आर्ट्स फाइन आर्ट्स इवन इन इंडियन सिनेमा अर्ली डेज में मोस्ट ऑफ द सक्सेसफुल इंडियन सिनेमा आर्टिस्ट वेर बंगालीज ड्रामा आर्ट्स Music. Bengal was known for fine arts. And Girish Chandra Ghosh was the renowned dramatist. Instead of trying to follow in Bhaktivinod Thakur's footsteps, he was making a show of his connection with Bhaktivinod Thakur. It was imitation, so Bhaktivinod Thakur avoided it. So, uske baad kya hua? One prostitute Vinodini was selected to play the part of Chaitanya Dev. Then Ramakrishna was chosen instead of Bhaktivinod Thakur and he went to see the drama. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Bhaktivinod Thakur, when he declined, so the second choice was Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. So he went. फिर क्या हुआ सुनो देन विनोदिनी बिगैन टू क्राई शेडिंग टीयर्स वाइल टेकिंग द नेम ऑफ कृष्णा ड्रामा में एंड रामकृष्ण वॉज वेरी मच इंप्रेस्ड विद दैट सो मच सो दैट द नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग ही वेंट टू सी दैट विनोदिनी ही टोल्ड दैट प्रोस्टिट्यूट यू आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट You are taking the name of Krishna and shedding tears. You have created such an impression in me. I feel very fortunate. So I have come to see you again. And she was very ashamed. No, no, no. And Ramakrishna told her, One that can rouse devotion in the hearts of so many by shedding tears and all these things when playing Chaitanya Dev, she is not an ordinary person. आपके वजह से कितने लोग रोए, वो भी चैतन्य महाप्रभु को सोच के, आप एक साधारण व्यक्ति नहीं हो सकते. In this way, Ramakrishna eulogized her. Eulogized means praised. But Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj says, but we are not party to that. We don't recognize that. The Gaudiya Math, the devotees of Prabhupada, Prabhupada here is Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Prabhupada, they cannot accept such appreciation and such false representation. It is all imitation, a sham, not real. It won't help our real progress. In a drama, a man may take the role of Narada Goswami and chant Hari Bol, and tears may appear from his eyes. But it is simply artificial. It may be articulated sent person to show these symptoms in the body and in the mind. One can learn the art without any touch of divinity. Therefore, the Sattvika Bhavas are not reliable symptoms of Bhava. The reliable symptoms are the nine Anubhavas. Shantir Avyarta Kalatvam, Viraktir Mana Shunyata, Ashabandha Samudkanta Namagane Sadaruchi, Asaktistad Duna Kyane Preetistad Vasatistale. It is possible what? To learn the art without the touch of divinity. Some people are naturally of that temperament. Very easily they can shed tears. Their temperament is such. Kaun? Kuch toh hai, batao. Kaun hai, aap hai kya? Hemrup Chetra? Hemrup. अच्छा ओपीटी स्टाफ बोल रहा है क्या
गोपाल कृष्ण
ओपीटी स्टाफ
नहीं
गोपाल
ठीक है जो भी है
You are the one. There's no other hope other than you. You are like the river. You are like the bank of the river. I am like the river. Because of you, only I am flowing. Stop.
वो बोल रहे हैं कि अनुकरण और अनुसरण का डिफरेंस है तो when Girish Chandra Ghosh, he called Bhaktivinoda Thakur to watch that play on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He declined, yes, of imitation, anukarana. But Ramakrishna Paramahamsa thought, oh, this Vinodini, she must be the greatest person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka drama dekhe, kitne log roye. So, matlab, you must be a great personality. He could not even understand. There are two classes of people who without a slight touch of divinity can show the public so many high sentiments. Without the least touch of Shuddha Sattva, they can freely exhibit all these things to deceive people. Devotion does not mean only to shed tears and to shiver and to wear tilak and tulsi and dance and chant. These are all external feats. We must not be misguided seeing these imitating aspects, these feats of devotion. We must try to save the ordinary people from the false exhibition of the higher Vaishnava's character. See, actually, there are three or four situations in which one can show these symptoms of external sattvika bhavas. hair standing on end, tears flowing from the eyes. So one thing is, you are speaking something spiritual, or you are showing something spiritual, and suddenly they start crying. तो ऐसा भी हो सकता है, they are seeing that spiritual thing and it is reminding them of something material, जिसके साथ उनको अच्छा, जैसे वो एक भागवत कथाकार का इसमें, तो बैठ के वो एक बूढ़ी औरत रो रही थी, तो उसके बाद इसको बहुत अच्छा लगा कि यार इतना भाव तो मेरे में भी नहीं है, मैंने इतना अच्छा क्या बोला होगा, तो जाके पूछा तो आपका जो दाढ़ी है वो मेरा बकरी का है। So she is in touch with something spiritual, but that is reminding her of something material. So it is generating material emotions. And material emotions also, all the sattvic, ashtasattvic vikaras can be exhibited. So this is one reason. They come in touch with a spiritual stimulus, but it reminds them of a material stimulus, and it generates that emotion. This is one reason. Second is, they come in touch with something spiritual, and they have a sentimental material attachment to that spiritual object, and what is generated is a material emotion only. This is second possibility for manifestation of sattvic bhavas. Both are not fixed. Third is fake. Those who have emotion hi nahi hai, but they want to cheat for pratishtha or whatever reason, maybe. Either for pratishtha or for earning money. Drama mein, Vinodini was crying. So, that is one. Third, they are not even sattvika bhavas in that sense. Three types. Fourth type is what is described in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu as ratyabhas or bhavabhas. Pratibimba ratyabhas and chaya ratyabhas. So, ये रत्याभास क्या है? This is genuine, but not bhava. When this is not an attempted, this is not a fake. रत्याभास or bhavabhas is not fake. It is a real emotion. So, when a non-devotee or a mixed devotee comes in a very spiritually surcharged atmosphere, he comes in touch with a very elevated devotee, it is mentioned that the bhava in the heart of that pure devotee is like the moon, and the heart of this mixed devotee or non-devotee is like a reflecting surface which reflects that moon. And he actually starts manifesting some of the sattvika bhavas. He actually starts crying, hair stand on end. But just like when the moon goes, the reflection also goes. So when he loses the association of the devotee and that surcharged atmosphere, he loses those symptoms. So this is called as rati abhas. Of this there are two types, pratibimba and chaya. So ye dono hai, real hai. Real hai, but real bhava nahi hai, but real emotions. It is neither material emotion, nor is it completely spiritual emotion. It is a reflection of spiritual emotion on a materially tainted heart. And it has a capacity to produce the vikaras. And if he reaches the stage of bhavabhas and he gets the sustained association of that devotee, with very minimal sadhana he can reach bhava, because bhavabhas is in that way very powerful. It is like almost like borderline kripa siddhi.
That is not at particular stage.
it could be Shraddha ke pehle. You're talking about before Shraddha.
Pure devotee association.
Pure devotee association mein sometimes ho sakta hai. It may happen.
That is also by, I think, His mercy.
That is by His mercy. Pure devotee's mercy.
I think Prabhupada says about how do you know that, you know, the tears. One is warm tear and one is cold tear. I don't know which one. Suppose if it is real love, even if it is temporary, like you said in the case of coming in association, it's coming from quite deeper
heart. Yeah.
So in one case where someone came to meet Prabhupada and he was really regretting about it, you know, and the way he cried. So Prabhupada said, "Don't stop him, let him cry," because he was crying. And it was really coming. And he said that you touch the tears, and if it is warm tear, then it is not at that higher level. Cold tear, I think it's cold tear is at here. So tears have their own temperature. It is coming from that real ecstasy. See, when it is bhava, it is an ecstasy. It is not that type of pain. But other type of material attachments, if we lose, hota hai, you know, as you said, somebody is remembering something. And, warm kind, cold kind, but I feel that ecstasy is
cold tears, probably.
It has cold.
Prabhupada says.
Material level ka is warm.
Prabhupada says joyful tears are cold tears, whereas
joyful
very
tears.
Distressful tears are warm tears. Like that. I don't remember hearing spiritual and material.
So
but material even spirit, even material level, joyful tears are cool tears.
Cold tears. Material
cold
also
tears.
It is. So that's
that's my memory says. Aisa hi mujhe yaad hai. But so char category they clear. Fifth category is real bhava and prema. Like that there are five categories of people who could show ashtasattvika vikaras. When they come in touch with spiritual stimulus. Usko chodke sixth category hai. Persons who come in touch with material stimulus. Kitna log movie dekh ke kitna log ne roya hai? Movie dekh ke, how many of you have cried watching a movie? Many times I have cried. How many of you have cried after watching a cricket match? Hota hai. Matlab, you come really close and then India loses. You know.
Man is so absorbed into it.
So absorbed.
Emotions.
So, like there are like, so this is the sixth type where I come in touch with material stimulus. And it generates material emotions. And material emotions generate ashtasattvika vikaras. Or you come in touch with spiritual stimulus, remember
something material
and it generates material emotion.
That is first.
This is second time. Abhi, that was first. Abhi isme ye second time. And then the third is. Abhi pehle se bata raha. First is you come in touch with a material stimulus. वो अभी मैं ऑर्डरिंग चेंज कर दिया ठीक है आपका ऑर्डर मैं बताता हूँ यू कम इन टच विद अ स्पिरिचुअल स्टिमुलस इट रिमाइंड्स यू ऑफ समथिंग मटेरियल एंड इट जनरेट्स मटेरियल इमोशन
एग्जांपल इज दैट
ओल्ड लेडी सेकंड है यू कम इन टच विद अ स्पिरिचुअल स्टिमुलस एंड यू हैव डेवलप्ड अ मटेरियल सेंटिमेंटल फेथ लौकिकी Shraddha towards that spiritual object and then mera beta ne aaj kaya hi nahi so you may start crying genuine emotion and you have developed a sentimental affection for the deities or whatever so this is second type third type is you have a sentimental you come in touch with a spiritual stimulus deity for example but you have a material sentimental relationship with the deity not according to shastras shastriya shraddha nahi hai laukiki shraddha hai so that can also generate emotions okay that is also material emotion only third is fake so they just want for pratishtha or money they want to show the dot emotion these are the drama artists or
and the camera is on them, you know, these politicians or some push side, so they will remove their thrust. That is just to show that, you know.
कुछ भी नहीं होगा उधर.
देखो कितने बार ऐसे they know that the camera is on them.
So this is third type. Fourth type is the Ratyabhas. Pratibimban Chaya Ratyabhas, this is fourth. Where it is a spiritual emotion reflected on a materially tainted heart. It is like borderline. The fifth is actual bhava. And the sixth is material stimulus, material emotions. All these six categories can show Ashtasatvikakaras. Therefore, Ashtasatvikakaras are not reliable symptoms.
But the one who said that is really there, no? Prabhupada's, I meant disciple. I didn't know who's Prabhupada, and the first time I saw him, I started crying. They also don't know why they started crying. It can't be any.
It's not big.
They have not seen him, and he's an old person. He's not some charismatic personality. I saw he's a short person, but they don't know.
They started crying.
So that must be.
Ratyabhas. But that Ratyabhas is very powerful. If they take sustained association of the devotee, very quickly it can progress and become actual bhava. That is possible. Okay, so with this we end. But please hold on for another 2 minutes, because commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is just 4 verses. That's all. 7 verses again. ठीक है फिर भी आज खत्म कर देंगे ना मतलब कल नया वर्ष 4th verse शुरू कर सकते हैं. भजने उत्साह यार भीतरे बाहिरे सुदुर्लभ कृष्ण भक्ति पावे धीरे धीरे. भजने उत्साह यार, ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट उत्साह. बाय परफॉर्मिंग भजन विथ एंथुसियाज्म भीतरे बाहिरे इंटरनली एंड एक्सटर्नली सुदुर्लभ कृष्ण भक्ति पावे धीरे धीरे ग्रेजुअली वन अटेन्स दैट वेरी रेयर टू अटेन प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. भजने उत्साह यार भीतरे बाहिरे मतलब इंटरनली ऑल्सो यू हैव टू हैव एंथुसियाज्म एक्सटर्नली ऑल्सो यू शुड शो देन दैट सुदुर्लभ कृष्ण भक्ति वन कैन अटेन ग्रेजुअली. कृष्ण भक्ति प्रति यार विश्वास निश्चय श्रद्धावान भक्ति मान जन से ही है. कृष्ण भक्ति प्रति यार विश्वास निश्चय वन हू हैज फर्म फेथ अबाउट कृष्ण भक्ति श्रद्धावान भक्तिमान दैट फेथफुल devotee, a bhaktiman jana sehai. He is certainly a man of faith and devotion. This is about nischaya. Krishna sevana pai adhira bhaveyai bhakti rasadana kare bhaktiman sehi. So, dhir purush kone? Utsaha nischaya dhairyat. Krishna seva na pai adhira bhaveyai bhakti rasadana kare. Even if one fails to quickly gain the service to Krishna, if one cultivates patience in his devotional practices, then such a person will ultimately be imbued with bhakti. Dhairyat.
One fails to quickly gain service to Krishna means?
Matlab, he is not progressing. Oh, jo, are taste nahi aa raha hai. Like that.
Anarthas are not there.
या हाते कृष्णेर सेवा कृष्णेर संतोष कर्मे व्रति सदा न करये रोष. दोस दैट सर्व कृष्णा सिंपली टू गिव हिम प्लेजर नेवर फील एनी एंगर व्हाइल परफॉर्मिंग सच एक्टिविटीज व्हिच मींस देयर इज नो रिग्रेट दे आर लविंगली परफॉर्मिंग दिस इज तत्तत् कर्म प्रवर्तनात. दोस दैट सर्व कृष्णा सिंपली टू गिव हिम प्लेजर नेवर फील एनी एंगर व्हाइल परफॉर्मिंग सच सर्विसेस. कृष्णेर अभक्त जन संग परिहारी भक्तिमान भक्त संग सदा भजे हरि. कृष्णेर अभक्त जन संग परिहारी वन हू रिजेक्ट्स द एसोसिएशन ऑफ नॉन डिवोटीज भक्तिमान भक्त संग सदा भजे हरि. वन शुड वर्शिप द लॉर्ड हरि इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज. कृष्ण भक्तयाः करे तद अनुसरणे भक्तिमान आचार्य जीवने मरणे. Following the instructions of the pure devotee of Krishna, one who has devotion will always follow the path of bhakti both in life and in death. So this is sato vritti. Ye chaye janahay bhakti adhikari vishvera mangalakare bhakti parachari. Those who imbibe these six qualities become qualified to attain devotion, and their preaching brings auspiciousness. Okay, so we will pause here, and so tomorrow when you come, please go over the slides and come prepared, so we can
either
ये third verse का
और commentaries revision
पूरा आप पढ़ के आ जाओ. And share your reflections. Anuvritti. Two commentaries he has written. One is prose, and summarizing that prose commentary is this poetry commentary. So tomorrow please come prepared. So we may start verse 4 also. Please don't bunk tomorrow.
Thank you.